You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It is time for a trending report. What's trending? World Series Game 3 is tonight. Broncos are at home against the Chiefs on Sunday. Jeremy, that game could be interesting because of the snow situation.
Ah, they'll be fine. They get paid millions of dollars.
They'll be slipping and sliding out in there. They'll have to put on those longer cleats on their shoes.
Oh, man. Poor guys.
Maybe that'll slow down Patrick Mahomes. We'll see. Then on the other side of the coin from snow, you've got fire. And it is heartbreaking. Yeah. To see what's going on in several of these wildfires. We have three major wildfires in Colorado amongst the seven fires total.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the pictures are coming out. Just heartbreaking how many structures and lives and everything have been lost. The troublesome fire is the biggie right now, the second largest in the state history. And some of the pictures coming out yesterday around like 2, 1, 2, 3 in the afternoon, and just pitch black skies. Everyone had their lights on in their car and stuff because of the amount of smoke. And
I was watching some of the security camera footage that people were doing, like from their front door cameras, just showing the flames rushing up to their house.
Yeah, some poor people were watching their house just get caught on fire from a different location because of their security cameras. Sad.
Man, oh man,
so bring on the snow. Let's bring on the snow this weekend. Hopefully, it helps a little bit.
State officials have activated the Colorado National Guard. Because, you know, to help with evacuations and stuff. As one official said, and this is a quote, "We do not have enough resources to completely envelop this fire."
I think I heard the Grand Lake Lodge is still standing. It was this morning at 6-something when we came in, so hopefully that's still the case. They've completely shut down Rocky Mountain National Park, and then, of course, it was starting to threat the Estes area, so...
God.
I know.
I know that Gretchen and I were talking about Grand Lake Lodge yesterday, because a lot of people irresponsibly were posting stuff all over social media about how it had burned down. It had burned down, and we were, you know, we're getting sad about that because I just love that place.
It's been there for over 100 years.
And then I'm in here this morning checking. I was like, no, they said, you know, as of this morning, they said, no, it has not touched that structure. And it's like, people, don't just start posting
spreading
things that
rumors.
You've heard. God.
Although
we
haven't
that's
looked
the dark
since.
Side
we
of
sure
the social media.
Yeah.
Well, I know,
like,
I mean, I was reading something this morning with a news source that said it had not.
Yeah,
so
I don't see anything that says it has. So.
Anyway,
not good, not good, not good, man.
So that's going on. What else is trending right now? I was writing a little piece about this morning. I thought it was kind of funny. There are people who feel like the year 2020 has completely robbed them of a year of their life. It's just taken away one of the best years of my life. I can never get back because of this nonsense in 2020. So what they're doing is when they have their next birthday, they're not going to count it.
Oh, whatever.
So
it's probably kids in the 20s, right? Doing
20s
this?
And 30s. Ah,
there
said.
You go.
They said they feel like they've been robbed.
This
so they're
year
going
just
to,
doesn't count.
What they're doing, Jeremy, is they are, quote, opting out of aging.
Oh, I'm 23 again. All right, you do that.
Oh, that's funny to me.
Funny.
Team of scientists in the Netherlands. I've got a couple of news for nerd stories for you. Team of scientists in the Netherlands think they have found a new organ located in your head.
Ew.
They didn't even know it was there. It's a set of salivary glands behind our noses that might help lubricate the throat.
Ew.
And here's the funny thing. They discovered this new organ while doing prostate cancer research. Isn't that
that's
a
the
different...
longest finger ever.
Somebody really had their head up there. Funny. So that's story number one. And news for nerd story number two, scientists in Germany set a new record. They have measured the shortest unit of time ever.
Really?
They did this in Jeremy's bedroom with a stopwatch. Shortest time ever.
Can't help it. She's pretty. I'm telling you, that's a compliment, right?
Right. Just keep telling yourself that.
It's a compliment.
If you're wondering what the shortest unit of time ever measured is, it's 247 zeptoseconds.
You're a zeptosecond.
Don't you love
zeptoseconds?
And a zeptosecond. A zeptosecond is 1 trillionth of a billionth of a second.
So how many zeros is that?
So what you got is you got a 0.0. then 20 zeros, and then
a lot of zeros. That is fast.
That's a zeptosecond. And somehow they're able to measure that.
Like, how quick? That's like faster than a finger snap, then. It's like just,
it's faster than anything faster you can even anything. Imagine.
Wow.
A trillionth of a billionth of a second?
What goes that fast? Something. Yeah, you already used the joke. You can't. Can't go back to that one. Can't go back twice.
What else is trending?
Right now? I will let everyone know that today is National Slap Your Annoying Coworker Day. Josh, come here.
That's not acceptable.
Josh. You got somebody you want to slap here?
I can think of two coworkers that I would do that to, but I won't because it's violence, and violence is never the answer.
Am I one of them?
No, you're actually not.
Oh,
besides,
sweet.
I've slapped you before, so
no, you shut up. On the booty.
That's what I was talking about.
Oh, Macy's is not going to have Santa Claus at its store in New York City for the first time in almost 160 years, says the story. They're going to let St. Nick take a break this year. They're going to let him go back to the North Pole and relax with the elves and eat his cookies. So
no miracle on 34th Street.
Right, and not make him work this year. Has Macy's been open for 160 years? I don't think it's been open for 160 years.
Well, it's New York.
Was it
City.
A name? Was it named something else, and they had Santa there, and then Macy's bought him
History
out?
History of Macy's.
I want to say Macy's was formed in the early 1900s.
Nope.
Oh.
Roland Hussey Macy. What a name. Roland Hussey Macy opened four retail dry goods stores between 1843 and 1855.
There you go.
One of them was the original Macy's store in downtown Haverhill, Massachusetts. It opened in 1851.
Huh.
But so the New York one hasn't been. 169 years ago. What do you want me to look that up to?
Yeah, because this is saying the Macy's in New York for the first time in almost 160 years. This story might be wrong.
14th and 6th Avenue in New York City in 1858.
All right, well, there you go. Damn, that store's been open forever.
That's 162 years.
Holy cow. Santa's been working his butt off for a long time. I hope they've been giving him some little pay raises and stuff. So basically, they're saying more than 250,000 people come to see that Santa. His poor knees. His poor leg. That is a lot of little kids farting on you, too. So they said, basically, with that many people coming in, there's no way they can create a safe environment during a pandemic to come see Santa. So maybe they'll do something virtually so you can see Saint Nick. I don't know.
Saint Nick ain't going to miss the pushy parents, I'll tell you that.
True.
No, another picture. Get back on his lap. Wait. I didn't get a
smile,
good picture. Get
smile.
Back on there. Santa, try to do something interesting.
Yeah. Let's talk about, speaking of Christmas, they say there's five things that you should probably go and purchase now because the demand for the holidays is going to be skyrocketing for these products. Fitness equipment.
So start hoarding now. Is what you're
start
saying.
Hoarding fitness equipment right now.
You like
there's
fitness?
There's a big run on treadmills, kettlebells, all that kind of stuff. I guess mostly because gyms might be shutting down again.
Well, yeah, we got that Max Trainer thing, about 2 months to arrive.
Yeah, taking forever. Puzzles and board games. I know we had a hard time finding puzzles a few months ago. The Nintendo Switches, they were already pretty much a hot gift before the pandemic, and now they're just even more popular. So if you can get your hands on one of those, do it. Yarn and craft supplies. Dom,
that is my
your wife.
And my stepdaughter, both.
Yeah.
Have been crocheting or whatever they're doing like crazy.
I hope
they mentioned going to the store and finding it.
Stocking up on yarn. And then I hope they make you like a crocheted onesie, a full body onesie suit.
Well, as a matter of fact.
Oh, is it happening?
We'll talk next week. No, it's not a onesie.
Oh, why?
You dingleberry.
Have them make you a big onesie that you can lay around in. Little dropout butt in it.
I'll have to tell. Maybe I'll tell you in odds and ends
that's
on Monday.
Cute.
The funny thing that they were working on.
Okay. And then the last thing on the list, nothing says Christmas like spices. They say there's going to be a big demand for spices once it's cooking time.
I guess all the home cooking that's going on.
I was telling Nicole, I was like, if we're going to do anything for Thanksgiving or Christmas, we better stock up now. I was at the grocery store yesterday, and they had like all the Christmas supplies out already, and people were already scooping them up. So, got to get on it. There's a car wash in Kentucky that's turned itself into a haunted car wash for the pandemic Halloween this year. So you can roll up and roll up your windows. Your car gets cleaned as you drive through the little tunnel there, and then employees in costumes come out and scare you. They say it's family friendly, it's, you know, kid friendly, and it's safe because of the Rona.
It's a great idea.
It's called the Tunnel of Terror.
That's great.
It's just kind of funny. And so that's going on. That's, it is a good idea, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of funny. This is part of Fat America. There's a company called DW Home. They're selling a candle this year that smells just like mashed potatoes, Dom. They say there's also hints of gravy in it and stuffing and cranberry sauce.
I'd burn that candle.
So I wonder
all
if
day.
It's, I'd take a bite out of that candle. It's $14. So I wonder if it's got, you know, the different layers in it. And then Einstein Bagels is releasing a new product called Party Bagels, but the internet is mad at them because they're really just donuts.
They're donuts.
They're like a bagel, and then they slather it with frosting and put sprinkles on it. And
it's not even like a bagel. It is a donut.
It's a donut because it did look like a lighter.
They slice it in half, and they open it up, and they put filling in like you do with a bagel.
It's a party bagel.
People are ripping them on social media.
That donut's so bad right now. I can't do it, though. All right, clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Go to Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. You need to check out a video I posted on there. It's this dude in Taiwan who set the Guinness World Record for bouncing a soap bubble on his hand. Doing, 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 doing. Put on a special little glove, and they blew a bubble, and he bounced it 290 times on his hand before it popped, and it took over 2 minutes.
Wonder what the old record was.
Oh,
and
know.
I wonder who's first
less
thought of
than
that.
290.
I wonder who first thought of that as a potential record. You know what? Yeah, I could bounce a bubble at least 200 times.
This is what happens when you're bored and there's a pandemic. So if you are bored as well, go to our Facebook and watch it. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
And that is all that is trending now. Why? Well, because we said so.